In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us. For those who've been coming regularly now to the Divine Liturgies will already know this, and for those who are just now beginning to get introduced to the Eastern liturgical calendar, you'll note that on certain Sundays of the liturgical year, the Church will recall a significant Christian event of the past. And today is one of those Sundays when the Church is commemorating the great Seventh Ecumenical Council. In some ways, it really is the last great ecumenical council, because the last time the entire Christian churches all came together to address a topic of it that was attacking the true faith. Why should we remember the assembling of 367 bishops for a second time in the city of Nicaea in the year AD 787? How many baptized faithful, both in the Catholic Eastern world and in the Orthodox Eastern world, both of us are celebrating the same feast today, the same commemoration. How many Orthodox and Catholics even know what took place at this council that we're commemorating today? Perhaps one will answer, the council was about the icons. And that is not incorrect. However, the council did much more than defend and officially declare that icons are an important part of the Christian life. This council, the great Seventh Ecumenical Council, reasserted certain fundamental apostolic teachings. Above all, this council reaffirmed that most profound and beautiful teaching about the living person, Jesus the Christ, our God and our Savior. The Seventh Council, and we know that the number seven has great biblical and church significance, so it's not an accident that the Seventh Council was in a way completing or really putting a stamp of approval on all the previous six great councils. And all those previous six councils were teaching in some way or some aspect important elements about who our Lord Jesus the Christ is. And this particular council came along, this great Seventh Ecumenical Council, and officially declared and reaffirmed, reasserted, namely this, that Jesus the Christ is one divine person who has two natures, a human nature and a divine nature. And because he has two natures, one divine and one human, he therefore has a human will and a divine will. He has a human mind and a divine mind. And he was a unified person like us in all things but sin. So while it was defending icons, in the end, if you read the council, this is what the Church was really redefining and reasserting for the entire world of Christendom. If Christ had not become fully human in mind and will, then our whole human nature was not redeemed. That's what's at stake. The Seventh Council reaffirmed the apostolic truth that Jesus the Christ came to earth as a human being so that human nature might become God-like. Jesus the Christ took our human nature into the very glory of God when he ascended, and as the God-man, he sits at the right hand of the Father. Why does that matter? Because by that very event, human nature now is being, or is now divinized. You and I, therefore, will be able to pass from this world and into eternity, where we will be able to abide eternally with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Seventh Great Ecumenical Council reasserted the apostolic truth that Jesus the Christ is a real person. And this real person who walked on our earth at a particular time in history was crucified upon a Roman cross, giving us his life so that the world may have life. This great council reaffirmed definitively that we should encounter Jesus the Christ and understand who he is and his teachings through, yes, the sacred images we call icons. They may be mosaics, they may be paintings, they may be made with ink, or they may be made with tile. Regardless, they are meant and supposed, and they are important, a part of our tradition to teach the faith and to teach us about the living God, Jesus the Christ. The icons teach you and me, teach the faithful, that Jesus is both God and man. The icons teach us that Jesus the Christ is the way, the truth, the life. The icons teach us that Jesus the Christ is the resurrection and the life. The council therefore instructed that images of Jesus the Christ be painted and venerated, always declaring this fundamental truth. The Lord went to Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem in order to give up his life so you and I may have life. And all the other images, the Theotokos, she's the mother of the living because she points to the one who is life. And all the saints, St. Nicholas, St. Basil, St. Helen and Constantine, St. Cyril Methodius, go around, all these other saints, what? They are the living witnesses of life. But no, every icon is not to be centered on the icon itself, but in one way or another, every icon is pointing us back to Jesus the Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. In the 8th century, the 7th Great Ecumenical Council reassured the faithful that what had been traditioned, remember the word tradition, delivered to the church in the preceding 6 great councils is all absolutely without category, without qualification, true. And these truths are not merely theological statements for the mind to think about. No. They are statements to humanity. They are statements to you and me on how to live our daily lives and how to worship rightly the one true God. And these theological statements from the councils are much more than that. They teach humanity. They teach you and me who we are as a people. Due to a fallen human nature subject to sin and death, we are all prone to forget about who we are and where we came from. We forget that God is the Creator, and you and I are a creature. And when we forget this truth about ourselves and where we are in relation to God and who we are, what happens? We end up creating our own towers of Babel, trying to get to heaven and becoming godly ourselves on our own human strength. We end up establishing our own standards and our own norms to practice and to believe. We tend to place more trust in human wisdom rather than in God's wisdom. When in fact, as the scriptures tell us, the foolishness of God is even wiser than the human wisdom of man. The council taught us about our lives as human beings, that though we are sinners, yes, confronted with great challenges, great trials, and we fall along the way, and yet still a people filled with ardent hopes, the council wants us to remember two fundamental truths. And this is what she was telling the entire world. First, there's the crucifixion. Never forget that Jesus the Christ ascended upon a Roman cross by his own free will. And he stretched out those arms, and while he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Forgive all these sinners. Those who have asked for forgiveness, and for those who have not asked for forgiveness, forgive them. Forgive them, Father, because you've given over to them your most beloved Son. And I ask you that despite what they've done to me, I ask you, Father, forgive them. Upon the cross, our Lord, the God-man, stretched out his arms to embrace all sinners and to give them holiness. And the second fundamental truth the council never wants us to forget. Never, ever, ever lose sight of the resurrection. For while Adam and Eve sinned, forgiveness did await them. For the one who repents, and as we discussed on Friday night, always repenting, always on the road to repentance, there is always the hope of resurrection. Yes, with every sin there's a death, but with every act of repentance there is a resurrection. And the Lord, if you're on the journey of ongoing repentance, he will raise you and me out of the tomb of our sins. The seventh council, therefore, did not address only the faithful some 1,400 years ago. Those teachings at that council in 787 are just as relevant and true for you and me in the 21st century. The Great Council imparts essentially the same teaching that Jesus the Christ addressed to Martha and Mary. Don't get carried away about the busyness of the world. Don't get carried away by worldly thinking and worldly doing and worldly seeing. Don't get distracted by all the noise and distractions the world will throw at you. Only one thing is necessary. Abide in me. Rest in me. Commune in me. Find your peace in me, the God of the living, Jesus the Christ. Yes, the seventh great council addressed the importance of icons. However, my friends, that great icon is you. You, made in the image of God and recreated in that image by and recreated in that likeness by baptism. Go forth today, therefore, back into the world with faith in the cross and hope in the resurrection. Go forth as a living icon of Jesus Christ in the world, showing to the world that he really did conquer death and that he really did rise from the dead. Christ is among us.